General Conferences for You continued. Finding Happiness by President Henry B. Eyring, First Counselor in the First Presidency. The Only Plan of Happiness. Heavenly Father has made each of us unique. No two of us have exactly the same experiences. No two families are alike. Yet a loving Heavenly Father has set the same path to happiness for all of His children. Whatever our personal characteristics or whatever will be our experiences, there is but one plan of happiness. That plan is to follow all the commandments of God. Happy family life. There is one overarching commandment that will help us to meet the challenges and lead to the heart of a happy family life. It applies to all relationships regardless of circumstances. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. See Matthew chapter 22, verses 35 through 40. Divine help through trials. Heavenly Father has perfect foresight, knows each of us, and knows our future. He knows what difficulties we will pass through. He sent His Son to suffer so that He would know how to succor us in all our trials. We know that Heavenly Father has spirit children in this world who sometimes choose sin and great unhappiness. That is why He sent His firstborn to be our Redeemer, the greatest act of love in all creation. That is why we must expect that it will take the help of God and time to polish us for eternal life to live with our Father. Serving as priesthood men. All of us are blessed with responsibility for others. To hold the priesthood of God is to be held responsible by God for the eternal lives of His children. That is real. That is wonderful. And at times that can feel overwhelming. You can have at least three assurances. First, the Lord will give you, if you ask, the feelings of compassion He feels for those in need. Second, He will provide others to join with you in your service. And third, the Lord will more than recompense all who join in giving help to those in need. You cannot know all your core members perfectly well, but God does. You young men cannot know what acts of priesthood service the Lord is preparing you to give. But the greater challenge for every priesthood holder is to give spiritual help. All of us have that charge. It comes with being a member of a quorum. It comes with being a member of a family. Videos and quotes. Share design quotes and short video highlights from President Eyring's conference addresses at lds.org/go/1136 and lds.org/go/1137.